Priya Prabhupada. May on one hand have been very demanding and strict, and you have to be up to the standard, this and that. But on the other hand, he respected and encouraged and accepted anyone who showed even the faintest signs of devotion and interest in and willingness and desire to serve Krishna, serve God. So I think I spoke some other day about the seeming dichotomy in this, but really, the way I see it now, there is no such dichotomy. And what is important with this, I'm not just musing here for my own entertainment, but there's some important point here. I've been reading lately, actually, from the books of Henry Doktorsky about New Vrindavan and how it all came about, but also representing very much how the whole Krishna consciousness ISKCON movement came about. How heavy it was sometimes. We didn't get half of what devotees in New Vrindavan got as far as heavy-handed treatment goes. But I got my share, and many of us, so I know. What it's about. Now, I realize I still am a bit, I wouldn't say traumatized, but caring. Some scars, you could say, from those old days in the form of a feeling down there. Sometimes, I mean, you could say more subconscious, that I'm not good enough, that I'm bad, that there's something wrong with me, I should do more. That kind of feeling. And only recently I have started to really see that and also deal with it. It's funny how this can just stay there for so long time. And I would say that when certain kind of ideas like that, such as that we are bad no matter what, not good enough, paying off our eternal debt and surrender more and more and more, that kind of idea, which kind of instills that feeling down there that, oh, I'm not good enough, better do more and more. That can, of course, be what powers, I would say, neurotic behavior that you can see in some devotees who just always run around, do, everything. But also, as long as it is upheld in the group, that kind of idea about ourselves and each other, that feeling down there of inadequacy and not being good enough, is constantly being nourished, you could say. So it's hard to get rid of, and therefore you can go and carry that for your whole life. Now, what's wrong with carrying that, right? But I get back to what I started with, that it's one thing to demand high standards in temples, this and that, among sannyasis, amongst those who get initiated. I mean, there are different standards demanded depending on which level we choose to situate ourselves on, right? Different standards for sannyasis and grihasthas, of course. So it seems to me that Prabhupada mainly showed that strictness in order to maintain those. Duties for each varna and ashram, for temple life, for upholding the purity of this movement. But at the same time, the individuals he was very tolerant with. I mean, just look at the story of Kirtanananda and whoever. There are just numerous examples of disciples sometimes and high up who really messed things up, who completely fell down, but then came back, and Prabhupada was just happy for that. But then the young, immature, neophyte devotees, they went a bit overboard with that. Looking more for faults and weaknesses and shortcomings than at nourishing the little sprouting Bhakti Lata Bija. I mean, first of all, Srila Prabhupada said he came here to make everyone happy. And I guess that included and includes his followers. I would say an important thing to really do to make ISKCON the way it should be, and we want it to be, is there somewhere that we just flush out that feeling down there. And I don't know if I'm only talking to myself for myself here, but after reading that book, I suspect I'm not, that there are many like me there. Just get out that, get rid of that feeling on there that I'm not good, that I can never be good, or there's something wrong with me. And remember, feeling is sometimes not expressed or formulated clearly in words or as a concept that one can easily talk about. It's a feeling. Therefore, it's sometimes a little hard to catch there. It may just come out as a nervosity or anxiety. Even that sometimes is very subtle. It's just down there somewhere. Sometimes as a feeling of heart throbbing or tension here and there. I mean, it's just the way it works. So, and therefore these kind of feelings, or you could say inner conflicts, because that's really what it is. It's a struggle there to live with that. There's something wrong with me. And on the other hand, I need to function here positively and so on. So, this is basically the idea of therapy. We need to make peace with ourselves in there. And help each other to get that out, but actually behaving towards each other the way devotees, Vaishnavas, are supposed to behave toward each other. As friends, being tolerant, being encouraging, kind, merciful, honest. The way friends are to each other. So it's not pop psychology little trick here, but I'm just really looking at the very basics of Vaishnava Sangha and what the Shastra also tell us about who a Vaishnava and how a Vaishnava, who a Vaishnava is and how a Vaishnava behaves. So it's kind of obvious and simple, but still we need to make ourselves aware of that. And sometimes devotees may walk around thinking themselves bad, low. Sinful, this and that, and I often hear that too, that kind of, sometimes of course, as an expression of humility for whatever reason, but then just think about it. That compared to the general state of humans in the world today, you are doing fine. Living a rather conscious and sustainable life, hopefully. Not eating flesh and all that, and I mean, I would say the ethical standard of a devotee, even considered not very advanced. Unless the person is a hypocrite, is generally quite high at the standard of today's society. So well, if you find, if you're one of those, one of us who found one day when you joined the ISKCON or the Krishna movement that your half full glass overnight became half empty, then you know what I'm talking about. So, well, we can talk about healing process, and I really think that is what it's about here. Because some of us became a bit trashed up. There's no doubt about it. So we should help each other to become whole and strong and happy. And then it's also important not to feed that negativity by the group pressure, which is fairly strong. And I think that's why many of us feel that we just want to get away from the group for a while and mind our own business. That's part of that healing process too. So yeah.